When I was going over these lessons this morning, the thing that struck me was that in the resurrection of Jesus, there is for each and every one of us a second, or a third, or a fourth, sometimes maybe even a fifth chance. There's a chance for all of us in God's grace and in the resurrection of Jesus. All of us in our lives occasionally get those moments where we get a second chance, second time to get it right. We get those chances because of grace, because of God's love. Saul has it wrong. He's heading off to Damascus to persecute the early church. But God intervenes, and he gets a second chance. He gets a second name in that experience. He becomes Paul. Peter, it wasn't too long ago we were hearing those stories about Peter at the trial of Jesus denying that he even knew Jesus. He did it not once, not twice, but three times he did it. And now we hear him getting a second chance. Jesus asks him three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter gets a chance to say, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." We don't normally talk about an Easter discipline. We normally talk about a Lenten discipline, right? And things that we're going to do or whatever we're going to give up or whatever during Lent. But I was thinking that having heard this imperative of God's giving a second chance, maybe we need to think about what that could look like in our own lives. It might be that we need to give ourselves a second chance. That we might need to even give ourselves a third chance, or a fourth chance, or a fifth chance to get it right. Or maybe there's someone in our lives that we need to think about giving them a second chance, or a third chance, or a fourth chance. Maybe in our own lives, we can come to know the resurrection of Jesus and the grace and love of God that is made known in that by thinking about second chances. Second chances for ourselves, or maybe second chances for someone else. We will make known the risen Christ when we act like people who have been given second chances. We will know what it is to make Christ known when we understand what it is to have our own lives redeemed. And redemption is ultimately all about second chances. So, this Eastertide, I got to think about second chances. And maybe some third chances, and fourth chances, and fifth chances. Because ultimately, that's what redemption in the risen Christ is about. Amen.